WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Parts of California are bracing for another round of severe weather. Officials near Lake Tahoe now warning residents to shovel off their roofs before the next storm. This man doing just that.
Everybody's super worried that all this weight of the snow, once the water hits it, a lot of these roofs are going to start collapsing.
ABC's Liz Nagy with more on the forecast.
Up to 8 inches of rain is now possible along California's northern coast. Monterey County officials are warning residents stock up at least 2 weeks worth of essential supplies. Storms in January triggered landslides in Big Sur, closing off a major highway.
Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a storm state of emergency for 21 additional counties. This in addition to the 13 counties he proclaimed a state of emergency for last week. Newsom's office says he tested positive for COVID-19 and is working remotely. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is in the hospital. His office says he tripped and fell at a private dinner at a hotel in Washington. This is ABC News. American Airlines pilots will be seeing a big pay jump under a new deal. It comes just days after Delta Airlines pilots also got a big bump in pay. ABC's Alex Stone.
American Airlines captains who fly wide-body planes will make up to $590,000 a year under a new deal, a $170,000 pay jump from what they're making today. Captains of narrow-body planes like the Boeing 737 will make up to $475,000 a year, big jumps. That's why bigger airlines have been pulling pilots away from smaller airlines at a record rate. Those smaller and budget airlines cannot keep up with the likes of what Delta, American, and United can pay.
TSA agents say they seized a loaded gun from actor and comedian Mike Epps. He was trying to board a flight at Indianapolis International Airport. The 52-year-old reportedly told agents he forgot it was in his bag. The firearm was taken, but he was not arrested. Last year, the TSA seized more than 6,500 guns at airports. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text.
text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is Wednesday. Sylvia Plath wrote the applicant. First, are you our sort of person? Do you wear a glass eye, false teeth, or a crutch, a brace, or a hook? Rubber breasts or a rubber crotch? Stitches to show something's missing? No. Then how can we give you a thing? Stop crying. Open your hand. Empty? Empty. Here is a hand to fill it and willing to bring teacups and roll away headaches and do whatever you tell it. Will you marry it? It is guaranteed. To thumb, shut your eyes at the end and dissolve of sorrow. We make new stock from the salt. I notice you are stark naked. How about this suit? Black and stiff, but not a bad fit. Will you marry it? It is waterproof, shatterproof. Proof against fire and bombs and through the roof. Believe me, they'll bury you in it. Now your head, excuse me, is empty. I have the ticket for that. Come here, sweetie, out of the closet. Well, what do you think of that? Naked as a paper to start. But in 25 years, she'll be silver and 50 gold. A living doll everywhere you look. It can sew, it can cook, it can talk. It works, there is nothing wrong with it. You have a hole, it's a poultice. You have an eye, it's an image. My boy, it's your last resort. Will you marry it, marry it, marry it? That is the applicant from Sylvia Plath. It is recognized today by the United Nations, International Women's Day. It is a day for many topics, including very specifically and importantly, what are we going to do to recover, to preserve, to rebuild, to more permanently recognize the woman's right to control her own bodily autonomy. It could be a topic every day. We would not use too many words on the topic if it were a topic every day. It should at least be a topic today. And I wanted to crowdsource that. What are our best arguments? What are the things that we need to remind people of? It has been a discussion for so long, we might take it on faith. We might not even analyze the question. Our forgetfulness in analyzing the question because we had reached our conclusion maybe long ago might decrease our ability to persuade someone else, to help someone who might surprisingly be new to the issue or might be persuadable or who might not be persuadable but nonetheless should hear a moral perspective. My other thought of the morning is that you are brilliant. I say that not to pander. been thinking about the role of this program, the role of talk radio. I know we're also on video. And the dominance that right-wing radio had and has had over the last decades, the impact that that's had on the nation, that that model that Rush Limbaugh pioneered is too strong a word, but certainly popularized, paved the way for Fox News, which has led us to where we are, very much including, maybe most specifically, the eviscerating woman's right to choose. And there have been many explanations from billionaire investment, Rush Limbaugh staying on the air even when he wasn't that popular, when he didn't have sufficient advertisers, but there were people who thought his message could help their tax bill, that the support of that message by media that when it is owned by somebody or by a corporation, ain't ever owned by somebody poor, ain't ever owned by somebody middle class, ain't ever owned by somebody in whose financial interest it is to have a little bit fairer world, at least in the near term. It occurs to me, though, that we can do it differently than they do. That this program does not rely upon the ditto heads of Rush Limbaugh. That the exercise here is not merely fooling people. We don't need absolute confidence that we are right about everything or that we are perfect. I am woefully imperfect. But we can work to be more perfect together. You hear the critiques. Liberals go in too many directions. They're too smart for their own good. They use multisyllabic words. They're too independent-minded. Our minds go to different places. That can be good, though. Because we can teach each other. Because we can learn from each other. A smart listener emailed me what my goals were for the show. What a great question. That's a Harvard Business School level question. I don't mean it on the profiteering side. I mean it on the planning, intelligence side. I don't know the answer yet. Part of it is I don't want to be presumptuous. Because this is your show. This is Tom's show. At some level, my goal is to give Tom a chance to have a vacation. But why might we get together like this? What might our goal be? To be clear, we'd love to hear from women today, International Women's Day. The call-in number is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. They did a study on law schools and found that one, I'm going to call it unfair advantage, there might be a better phrase, that men had in during that period that was studied, at least in law school, was that dudes were culturally conditioned to raise their hands and speak in class more often. This is also the study that Emily's List did, or related to the work they did, that men were more likely to call their own play and say, it's my turn, I should run for office, I should be in power. Whereas it was more likely, and I am not the master of generalities to be clear, only reporting the studies, but where women candidates are more likely need to be encouraged. On International Women's Day, let's hear from women, especially, at least, 202-808-9925. But why might we get together like this? What might be our shared goal? The beginnings of it for me is to build a pro-democracy movement, a smarter pro-democracy movement, and to make the people who participate and root for that movement a little stronger. 1 minute. That's what I came up with last night. I want to give an example when I say that y'all are brilliant, that this is the, we're having this discussion yesterday about entitlements. So he said, we got to call it something differently. So what should we call it? I agree. You know, I totally hear you. That word has been, has lost much of its original meaning. What should we call it? And they gave a relatively helpful sentence or, you know, medium-sized phrase. The fact that I can't remember it is, you know, indicative that it was more than a word. And I said, what might it be? Well, I got You know, somebody tweeted at me last night. Judith tweeted at me last night and said, "It's we're talking about Medicare, we're talking about Social Security. They're earned benefits. They're earned benefits." That is brilliant. That's not, oh, mildly helpful. That's brilliant. And the site Carol, who shared with me, hashtag Watch Your Language on Watch Your Language Wednesday, that the difference between the right word and the almost right word is really a large matter, according to Mark Twain. It is the difference between the lightning and a lightning bug. I can say some about why I do it, and much of why I do it is because this is the smartest group of listeners on the radio. We'll hear from you today.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. but now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Great night's sleep is really important. Last night, I was reminded of that. And here at the show, we get a great night's sleep and like to promote and appreciate the chance to promote Cozy Earth bedding, the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, well, that's what they feel like. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. A purpose-driven organization, Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. It is not a surprise, therefore, that Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful, reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry. Save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com. You can enter the promo code Tom and save that 35%. It's CozyEarth.com. Promo code Tom. T-H-O-M. CozyEarth.com. It is International Women's Day. Shout out again to Judith, who gave us that helpful phrase. Earned benefits. I don't know if Judith invented or she passed along. I don't know if I should have heard it before because my ears and eyes have been too closed. But thank you to Judith for opening them up at the very least. Earned benefits. And we talk about Medicare. We talk about Social Security. Let's hear from Patricia. Patricia from Woodstock, New York. WHMP. Thanks for calling, Patricia.
Hey, thank you so much. I want to celebrate National Women's Day or International Women's Day. And one of my concerns here in the United States is that as women raise children, take off time from work, sometimes work part-time because of that, and then when their parents age and their parents need caregiving, they also don't have the same level of income as someone who has no responsibilities for children and family, the way our society runs. And myself, I'm 70 years old, and I get $1,000 a month in Social Security for all the years I've worked since the age of 15, except for a couple of years when I stayed home with my two children who were born 11 months apart. And I worked through all of it since I was 15. And now, with $1,000 a month, I will have to work into my 90s in order to live.
Yeah.
And to pay the bills, to pay the electric bills that have doubled in the past year. And the cost of food and gas and everything. So
that's not enough.
What are we going to do about that for women?
No, and your point, Patricia, I appreciate the call. The first, I'm going to be humble and ignorant too much of it, but I'm going to do my best. So here's here are a few thoughts. First of all, just to amplify, and I think often we're oblivious, right? I know that. I mean, that's the insidious nature of a misogynistic culture is so often the visible can be invisible, and the if one faces or when one has faced wage depression during their life based on explicit or implicit bias,
when someone has had responsibilities at home or has taken responsibilities at home that have been culturally encouraged or culturally required. And to be clear, if that one of the undercounted subsidies of the American economy, one of the most important undercounted subsidies in the United States of America, is the subsidy of childcare, and that subsidy that is paid by people who do the childcare, and that burden is borne disproportionately, of course, by women. That if that keeps wages low, and then Social Security is calculated based on lower wages during one's life, as it is, right? It's based on, you know, some degree on what's paid into the system. But then you there are at least two ways in which you're not as much a position to have paid into the system, then you get hosed. You get hosed. And
yeah.
And I, my apology is small solace. My gratitude is barely sucker. And do appreciate your contribution, and very much appreciate that you call in for my, because it is so easy. It is uncomfortable for those of us with privilege. It's really uncomfortable with those of us with privilege to be reminded of it. It's really uncomfortable.
Well, because, I would like to advocate that women at least get both their pension from Social Security and their husband's when he passes away, because right now I'm taking care of my husband who has cancer. And if he dies, I won't have his thousand something income to keep my house.
Do you have
to taxes on my house?
So in some state pension systems, I mean, I know this is one of the reasons, and this is one of the reasons.
We weren't state workers. We were, you know, just regular workers. So we only get Social Security for retirement. And so I think it would be a wonderful idea if you could promote the idea that when a woman's husband dies, she gets both hers and his.
They get to preserve Social Security. It's a really powerful idea, Patricia. It's a really powerful idea. And it makes, we're going to break, but... welcome other calls.
You.
No, but Patricia, no, I wasn't hang up on you. In fact, if you want to stick around, I'll talk to you more. But the it's a powerful idea, and it's one of the reasons that in many pension systems they do allow transferability, and that's also one of the reasons that the right wing has been trying to take away those benefits.
We're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call
202-808-9925. That's the call-in number. This is Tom's show. I'm Jeff.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Parts of California are bracing for another round of severe weather. Officials near Lake Tahoe now warning residents to shovel off their roofs before the next storm. This man doing just that.
Everybody's super worried that all this weight of the snow, once the water hits it, a lot of these roofs are going to start collapsing.
ABC's Liz Nagy with more on the forecast.
Up to 8 inches of rain is now possible along California's northern coast. Monterey County officials are warning residents stock up at least 2 weeks' worth of essential supplies. Storms in January triggered landslides in Big Sur, closing off a major highway.
Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a storm state of emergency for 21 additional counties. This in addition to the 13 counties he proclaimed a state of emergency for last week. Newsom's office says he tested positive for COVID-19 and is working remotely. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is in the hospital. His office says he tripped and fell at a private dinner at a hotel in Washington. This is ABC News.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. We still have Patricia on the air. I think. Patricia,
yes,
you're still
I'm
with
here.
Us, yes? All right. So Patricia, yeah. Patricia had an idea, and Patricia...
I'm interested in your idea, and I want you to plug your idea again. But your idea also, and what motivates it, from what I heard from you, lies at the intersection of some of the most important things I think need to be on our radar screens, and not limited to, and not excluding the fact that it's International Women's Day today, as recognized by the United Nations. Also related to our discussion about earned benefits. Thank you, Judith. Earned benefits, not. Is a better phrase, a more meaningful phrase than entitlements, more accurate phrase than entitlements, also more persuasive one. Specifically in Patricia's case, Social Security, as intersecting with this country's overall insufficient care for one another. We just don't do enough to care for one another. And that is felt particularly by women and people of color. But we just don't do enough to care for one another. It's at the intersection of what's happening right now with the debt ceiling fight. It's at the intersection of what's happening right now within the Republican primary. It's just the intersection of so many things. But Patricia, so I don't steal your thunder any further, plug your idea again, and with whatever additional why, whatever additional motivation you choose to. And thanks for sticking with us.
Oh, happy to be here. Well, I've had this idea for a long time, that as women, we take care of children, so we take off from our jobs to give our children a good start. We work part-time so that we can be home when the kids get home from school. We then, later in life, take care of our loved ones, either our parents or our spouses, if they get sick. Well, I had a father with dementia and heart failure, took care of him for 5 years. I have a husband now going through cancer, needing me a lot, and work has to be secondary to survival of someone you love. And we're in this position where we work just as much and just as hard as men, and we get less in our income because of the time that we have to spend caring for our loved ones. And we don't get free home health care so that we can go to work. We don't get help with child care or home health care. So we're really in a bind. And I think that we should be promoting that women get both their husbands and their own Social Security so that they get at least a chance of being able to stay in their home and buy food and keep their heat on.
Social Security survivability, that the benefits that were earned, if you and your spouse divorced, I'm not advocating this, but if you and your spouse divorced, there's a recognition by common law and by state statute in every state in this union that the assets that were put together, the resources, the income, whatever, that was put together during the marriage would be shared between the two people who were divorced. And you're saying, yeah, that's a recognition. There's one example of a recognition that whatever was earned by the family was not merely the result that was subsidized by the work that you did. And that ended up ending in the balance sheet of your husband's Social Security benefit. When he passes away, that doesn't diminish the contribution you made to that Social Security benefit, but it will end nonetheless the Social Security benefit being received. It's a powerful point.
Right. So if women could then get the check from their husband, like they do with pensions, private pensions, state pensions, corporate pensions, they get that.
Well,
and then they can maintain to live at the level, which is, in my case, not fancy, just working class house.
Yep.
And, you know, I just want to be able to maintain that rather than have to work myself to death until I die when I'm 100 years old, you know.
Patricia, thank you for sharing the idea twice. I know that's, we don't typically do that, but it's a powerful one, and I really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
All right, be well. Let's go to Jessica in Chicago. Go ahead, Jessica. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Jefferson. No woman, no cry.
That
is my
theme song. It's by Bob Marley. That's my theme song today. What happened to all the kind-hearted men? I know this show has many, and you and Tom, but they are exceptionally hard to find. After my neighbor cut down our 35-foot tall tree and a row of our trees, instead of an apology, Jefferson, he screamed at me, "Get your electrical wires off my property." I had no idea. I looked up, and in the back, diagonally hanging, 4 feet, just a little bit diagonally hanging across his yard. I wanted to cry, but I was proud of myself. And instead, I just said I didn't know those wires were that way. And I have lost all my respect for that man. I don't understand how.
What's his number? Let's call him. I'm kidding. I say, what's his telephone number? We'll call him. We'll ask him about the tree. We'll ask him about the power line. Maybe we can get there and find an elegant solution to that conundrum.
He has destroyed my cell phone, too. I had to go in. I found out it was all spam and junk, and I went into a young, I love them, geeks. They help with your computers and cell phones, and we took 40 of them. Just constantly, 5 in the morning, all the time, he was spamming me. And I said, what's happening? And PayPal, I've never used PayPal. And the woman was so good. She said, you have 3 different numbers for this. So she showed me how to block all these awful calls. And she said that ex-husbands and ex-wives will call in a phone number that they want to, like, destroy the phone, so I get that taken care of.
Oh, jeez. Well, first of all, Jessica, I'm sorry. And I'll say it's a what wisdom I have to offer. I don't know if I have any, but I'll say this. It is, I'm not going to accept, I will appreciate, but I'm not going to accept the mantle of sufficient kindness. I don't think any of us have it. And I think so many of us who experience trauma in our lives, that's just about everybody, and some of us more than others, that, you know, the old line, you know, hurt people. And very often we don't acknowledge, and I'll say this very much myself, I'll point the finger straight at myself, that we don't acknowledge our own power, we don't acknowledge our own strength, we don't acknowledge how much we might hurt somebody else, we don't acknowledge that when we're feeling scared, that doesn't translate as fear to somebody else, that can translate as threat to somebody else, and that creates its own cycle. This is a day at least to apologize and empathize, and I'm sorry you're going through that, and I'm hoping it's a reminder to each of us just to try to do a little bit better, right? Try to be a little kinder. We're gonna have bad days. We're gonna get pissed off, right? We're gonna be flawed. Each of us is, but maybe it's a reminder that each of us could just try to be a little bit better.
Thank you for saying that. And women have a problem, too. I cannot understand Amy Coney Barrett voting the awful way out of men on the Supreme Court.
No, I'm not going to put, I mean, I know it's, so what I'll do is I will spend more of my words pointing at the 5 dudes on the Supreme Court, right, who would have provided a majority without her. But yeah, I'm not going to defend her vote, but I appreciate your call, Jessica. Yeah.
I don't understand how a woman could do that, but thank you so much.
Be well. Audrey from Los Angeles. How's the weather in Los Angeles, Audrey?
Yes, hello. Thank you so much for taking this call.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try my best to see how I can ask this question.
Sure.
Why men treat the women so badly?
Yeah.
And it's really torture, and it's bothering me from a young girl, and now I'm very old, and I still feel the pain.
Yeah.
There's no man or gentleman who vouch for us in any way. I don't know any organization, or there's never any place that men go, or because they make the rules. And there's never no place that to call to say, men, just to keep ourselves clean at the highest level, which is next to godliness. That's a job that we have by ourselves. And nobody have any compassion. And women and girls, we're just tortured. Please, one man, somebody, some man, one man, please, stop voting for women and girls. It's horrible what you guys are doing, what men are doing to women and girls.
Can you stick with us, Audrey?
Nobody vouching for some Austin. I don't know, I'm not saying it right or how. And it's just painful.
Audrey, we're going to break. Can you stick with us for a minute?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. We'll be back. This is Tom Hartman Show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Show, 402-808-9925.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans.
Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
So thanks to folks who are listening this morning and who are calling in and who are waiting and are sharing their stories. And I'm impacted by the last call. I'm impacted by the last call. A woman who's approaching 80, who's grew up working her whole life since the age of 15 in a British colony, and who has felt essentially oppressed her entire life, and who has never felt that there were any men to stand up for her. Instead, that she was treated like she was nothing. And that she wasn't worth anything, and that there was nobody taking her part, and that people just cast her aside and go find somebody else to serve the role that she would otherwise serve. And I have no wisdom. I have no wisdom. I have guilt. I have shame. I have complicity, but I have no wisdom. I'm hopeful at least it is a reminder. I'm hopeful at least it is a reminder that that in what can seem just like a fight, what can seem just like an ongoing political campaign, or that at worst can feel like infotainment. That it masks what's really going on and masks the struggle that real human beings face every day, particularly women, particularly people of color, and that it is so easy. We've used so many words to describe it that I want to avoid any cliche. I want to avoid saying we will treat it as statistics, because saying that will be a cliche. Saying that will sound like I myself am relegating it to statistic. The reason I appreciate the individual human story is to make sure that we don't merely categorize and say, well, this is some social problem. They're human beings. They're living their entire lives. Imagine that, living your entire life and thinking that nobody's on your side. Living your entire life and thinking the entire power structure is against you. And you toil and you work and you do everything you can through your whole life, and you never feel like anybody's on your side. And that is not a society any of us should be proud of. That is not a nation that any of us can say it's good enough. That is not a perfect union. If we're going to make it more perfect, we have to dwell on that. So I get to calls because your wisdom would be better than mine, but I at least wanted to acknowledge it and appreciate it, and at least channel that I hope it motivates each of us to work against oppression and also be better in our own lives. I have caused harm. I've caused pain. I have failed to recognize my own privilege, my own power. And I am sorry for that. And I'm not alone. I'm not alone. And I am complicit in a benefit from power structure that we got to change. Let's go to Pat from Kenmore, Washington. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, I hope I can do this in a one-minute thing because I'm a wonk. But one of the issues that women deal with is that they are told their work, taking care of their families and that sort of thing, is doing nothing. That's what welfare reform said. I call it welfare deformed.
Yeah.
I've been an activist for low-income women, and what welfare reform did was push women into the workforce, making rich men richer, saying, do you want fries with that? That's basically what they did. If the thing that we don't look at is, what is this work doing for our communities? They don't seem to realize that if a woman were to stay home with her kids or her, and taking care of her other family members, that they would actually add. Because to make rich men richer, what I just would like to ask, what kind of institutions are we having to build so that they can do that? That's women lose on the average of a work life over $450,000 in a work life. That's all they have. And when they retire, or if they've been at home caring for their kids and their husband and everything, Social Security calls that 0 years. So they don't have any access to Social Security, or very little. So the issues I want to bring up, because this has been going since Susan B. Anthony, is that women's work, mother work, is work. It's not doing nothing for your community, because you are caring for the next generation. The one thing I wouldn't ask, sometimes people tell me, well, we didn't have children because we didn't want to be a burden. That's lovely. I'm glad. But who's going to take care of them when they get old?
Yeah.
Who's going to pay their Social Security? Who's going to fight in their wars or run the infrastructure? It's that generation. So raising those and taking care of families actually saves our communities a lot of money.
No, it's been...
And that's basically what I wanted to say.
Pat, thank you so much for the call. You said you've been an activist for low-income women. Any organization, not required, but any organization you want to plug, anything, any resource you want to shout out to or give some shine to?
Yes, the Poor People's Campaign. They are doing some marvelous and amazing work. And I'm talking to them about the things I've discovered over my work life and stuff, but we're still working on it because, you know, it's important that women's work is valued, not told that they're doing nothing.
Pat, thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Poor People's Campaign, shout out to Reverend Barber. We've had him on the show before. Is a wonderful, wonderful person. And Audrey, it's one thing for you to check out too.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides...
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.